You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Labor Party has announced free dental care for those under 30 should they be re-elected. Today I spoke to Tim Tenbensell from the University of Auckland to get his thoughts on this proposal.
What was your initial thoughts on the dental plan announcement?
I think it's a step in the right direction. It's a smaller step than what many people were asking for, but it's balanced by the very high cost of providing universal dental care for any group. I think the hope is they can take the first couple of steps on the journey, if indeed it ends up going towards universal coverage of dental care.
Would you have a better suggestion for a good dental plan, and how would you see it implemented?
The other ways you could do it would be to find different eligibility groups. You could target it at low income, you could target it, say, people who have community services cards. That involves a bit more of an administrative cost, so you kind of, you know, sort of an age-based system is administratively really simple, but, you know, it won't necessarily promote equity in the same way that other alternatives might, but those other alternatives would be much harder to implement.
The Greens announced a plan for free dentistry for all, not just those under 30. Why do you think Labor would make a lesser promise, and which to you is more feasible?
Well, the Greens' proposal was totally dependent on raising a heck of a lot more tax. You know, if Labor's not prepared to do that, that's why they can't afford it. You know, I mean, obviously the whole debate about the wealth tax is one that needs to be had, but clearly it's off the table from Labor at the moment, so that's the key point I want to make there.
So for Labor's plan then, what do you see as the biggest obstacle to successful implementation?
There's a couple. One that's been mentioned a lot is workforce shortages, so there are significant workforce shortages in the dental sector, and I think the workforce analysis of workforce shortages that came out a couple of months ago indicated, I think, about a 20% shortage in, say, dental hygienists and nurses and that sort of area. That workforce, dental hygienists and nurses, that are going to be absolutely critical in implementation. So we've got a shortage, we're on the back foot there. That's a bit of a longer-term issue because it's not going to be resolved quickly. It's a bit like climate change. It's been building for a long time. People have been warning about it, but very little was done in the last 20 to 30 years. I don't think there are any quick fixes via immigration or anything like that for that. Secondly, it is likely to cost more than what has been suggested, mainly because the services would be provided by private dental services. They would want to negotiate the price for this. The dental association's already come out and said services that we offer to under 18s, they call it a loss leader, that dentists aren't making money on that. Even though some sort of increase in costs has been built into the Labor Party's costings, it still would probably end up costing more.
How would you encourage bringing in new workers if you said immigration was not the way?
Immigration would have to be part of it, but we're competing in an international market, so the only way you could win that game is to pay a heck of a lot more. The cost would mount up pretty significantly if you started doing that, so I'm not sure how viable that is as an option. But paying local ones, graduates more, bonding schemes, these are all things that have been suggested. They've all got their downsides to them. There's no easy answer to this, basically. All countries are grappling with it. And I think it's also worth mentioning in this context that most other high-income countries don't have universal dental care either, which is not a reason for us not to have it, but it's just a sort of an interesting context, and it goes back to the history of how the dental profession evolved separately from the medical profession. So when, you know, people were setting up universal health care, dental was left out of that. That means we kind of missed the boat on this in the 1940s and 1950s. 7 or 8 decades later, its costs are now significantly higher for those sorts of services.
That was Tim Tenbensell talking to me about Labor's plan to provide free dental care for people under 30.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.